Nolte, Wednesday night's woke Olympics ratings crash by 48%. By John Nolte on July 30, 2021. Only 15 million tuned in for NBC's primetime broadcast of Tokyo's woke Olympics. A stunning 48% drop from the 29 million who tuned in on this same day for the 2016 Olympics. That 15 million number is all in, all platforms, including streaming. Wednesday night's 15 million viewers also represent, per Sports Media Watch, SMW, the second lowest on record for any night of the Summer Olympics. AP photo / Charlie Riedel. The previous low was the opening night of these very same Olympics. Thus far, out of the five lowest rated nights since 2000, Tokyo's woke Olympics has captured four of those slots and will almost certainly run the table before it's over. Generally, the lowest rated nights are late in the games, the final nights after all big events are over. So it wouldn't surprise me to see the woke Olympics run the table on all 10 of the lowest rated slots. It already occupies five of them. Per SMW. The Olympics is now averaging 17.2 million viewers in prime time. A full 11 million viewers short of the NBC-only average in 2016, 28.2 million. While well below previous Olympics, the primetime average is only slightly behind the 17.4 million Sunday night football averaged across all NBC platforms last season. It also comfortably exceeds the viewership for the most recent NBA Finals, 9.91 million, and World Series, 9.79 million, though that usually goes without saying for the Summer Olympics. As if to make things worse, on Thursday, the demented International Olympic Committee, IOC, shouted, "Trans women are women," which translates to, "Biological men will now be allowed to steal slots from women athletes." Yep, a 43-year-old guy is about to compete as a woman in the weightlifting competition. As I've written before, the Olympics are no longer the Olympics. The games are no longer about individual excellence but social engineering and boorish, unappealing athletes who preen their own virtue and choke under the spotlight. Jamie Squire / Getty Images. Naturally, everyone is still whistling past the graveyard. Universal on Thursday attributed record low viewer ratings for the Tokyo Olympics to a host of factors, with Chief Executive Officer Jeff Shell pleading, "We had a little bit of bad luck. There was a drumbeat of negativity. We got moved a year. No spectators." Yeah, a 50% collapse in viewers is just a little bit of bad luck. On what planet is losing half your customers a little bit of bad luck? But when you're pushing an extreme, far-left agenda, the whole country is built around you not having to face reality. Simone Biles didn't choke. She's a hero because she has mental health issues. A fat guy isn't cheating to win a gold medal by posing as a woman. Instead, he's a civil rights hero. Megan Rapinoe isn't a bitter, humorless, ungrateful crybaby. On the contrary, she's all virtue and light. It's all a con job, it's all gaslighting, it's un-American, and the American people want no part of it.